Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed, 130 of Masechta Shabbos. This parak is about Bris Mila on Shabbos. The last line of the last Mishnah, of the last parak, said, V'chol tzarchei Mila, osin b'Shabbos. All needs of Bris Mila, you can do on Shabbos. Why is that true? Maybe you have to wait till Sunday? We'll get to that. That's not what today's Mishnah, that's not what today's Daf is about. Today's Daf is about, what if you don't have the tools necessary to do a Bris Mila? So can you make them on Shabbos? So we've established you can do all Sarchei Mila on Shabbos. How about making the tools? How about carrying the baby? How about carrying the knife? So that's what we're going to discuss. Okay? So, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't bring the kli, the knife for the moil on Erev Shabbos, Meviyu b'Shabbos, bring it on Shabbos, Megula. You can even bring it in plain view, hiding it, just carry it openly. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold that not only is the Mila Docha Shabbos, but any Tzarchei Mila is Docha Shabbos. We're going to see tomorrow there's a little bit of a break on that. You can't do anything. We'll see tomorrow, but basically you can do whatever you want. Ubi sakana, but if it's during the times of a sakana where the Jewish people are not allowed to perform bismillah, then obviously, mechasehu, hide it, al pi edim. But let edim give you the approval. The only reason why he's doing this, not because he's carrying on Shabbos, chas v'shal, no, it's bismillah. So the edim will give him the stamp. If anyone ever says it, he's a mechal Shabbos, I'm not letting him be mal my son. No. He's not a mechal Shabbos. Don't worry about it. He was going to a bismillah on Shabbos. Now, look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar. So what did the Mishnah just say? Rabbi Eliezer allows you to bring the Kli. To bring the Kli to the baby. Have it bring the baby to the Kli. That would be better. Why is that better? Because Chai Nose es Atzmo, and then you only over Darabana. Isn't that better? So one second. With the Ritva and the Rajba answer, you don't say Chai Nose es Atzmo by 8-day old baby. It had no ability to move. The Tosfos not going to give that answer. He's going to give two different answers. Number, here we go. Vim Tomar. The Yaviu Hatinok Eitel. Bring the baby to the Kli. The Hashta Leka Isser Shabbos Klal. There isn't a Chil Shabbos on a Daraisa level at all. The Chai No Se'es Atzmo. Right? We have that's a rule like that. Number one. V'yesh Lomar. The Katan Tzarech L'imohu. The Katan's going to need the mother. V'acha hamila hayitzarech lahachziro li'imo. You're gonna have to take the baby back to the mother. Now the mother can't come to the bris because she just had a baby. She's not well. So in the olden days, right? So Tosfos says you can't bring the mother to. You can't carry the. You can't get the mother there. So you have to bring the baby back. Now the baby is sick. Why? Just had a bris mila. V'oz havekapos. Now it's like it's tied up. So we had that come out. The baby, if the children are tied up, they're not considered chayin oset atzmo, right? Lefishu chole, kedabina b'yuma, afil tim reb nasan chole shiny v'gam imo shimisu kenes l'tucha lavo etzal tinak. So the baby's tied up. Why is it tied up? Because it's sick. notice before the bismillah, Tosfos doesn't entertain that. That's what the Rajma says in the Ritva. Tosfos has no reason. Oh, now that the bismillah, now it's tied up. Now there would not be chayin oset atzmo. The mother's not well. You have to get the baby back to the mother. And there's no way to do that now. Therefore, that's one answer. You hear all this? Such a complicated answer. That's one answer. The Od Yesh Lomar, second answer. Kiven de Yoser Bekal Yavi HaKli Mish Yavi HaTinuk Shari Rit Balot. It's much easier to bring the Kli than to bring the baby. Pack up the baby and the diapers and it. Such a production. It's much easier to bring the simple knife. Much easier. Right? Kide Lamaher HaMitzvah Kedmuchach Pigamara. The Amar Pam Achas Shachacho V'lo Heviu Izemel Me'erav Shabbos. One time we're gonna have it today. They forgot V'Heviu B'Shabbos Shlo Beritzono. And they brought the knife on Shabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer was upset about it. He was upset because they went in a roundabout way, and they could have just walked in the street because he held its mutter. So we'll have to go through the roofs to try to avoid Rishus Rabin, right? They're jumping on roofs. Don't have to do any of that. Sheviu Derech Hateros Gagos Karfifios. They went through all the gardens and never to be in a Rishus Rabin. Right, they were sneaking through the neighborhood never to get into a shusharabim. They could have just brought it into the street. Alma, what do you see? the Shari Rebbe Lazar, Derech Meshus Rabbim, Rebbe Lazar allows going blatantly into the street, David Daraisa, Kedei Lamahir HaMitzvah, to quick to hurry up the mitzvah. Afal Pishi Yachol Atzos, Be'inan Deleka El Isa Derech Baran. Right? Even though, it would have been, if you think about it, it would have been better to only do it in Sidur Rabbanan. Of what? Okay, carrying in the non-Rishus Rabbim is also Sidur Rabbanan, there's no Eruv, but that's better, we can help the whole Amid Beis is Eruvin, but it would have been better. So what do you see? It wouldn't have been better. So therefore, you do the best option. The best option is to bring the Kli to the baby, not the other way around. Much less of a production. Those are very interesting answers. Right? Very interesting. Okay, what are we up to? Back into the Gemara, back to the Mishnah. Va'od Amar Rabbi Lazar, Karsim Eitim. You're allowed to chop down trees. Lasos Pechamim. Listen to how much work you're doing. You're chopping down a tree to light a fire, to get the charcoal, to fashion metal, to make a knife. Right? Lasos Kli Barzel, to make metal, to make a knife. Now, that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. We don't hold that in the least bit. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha, She'efsher La'asosa Me'erev Shabbos, Ein Adoches HaShabbos. Anything you could have done on Friday is not Doche Shabbos. Mila, She'efsher La'asosa Me'erev Shabbos, Mila that you cannot do on Erev Shabbos. Why can't you do on Erev Shabbos? Because it's day seven. What's wrong with that? We're going to see the girl what's wrong with that, right? Doche es HaShabbos. Then that is Doche Shabbos, right? No question about it. Anything, right, which is how we hold, right? Okay. Now, the Gemara asks a funny question, because really, if you think about it, this question was really sort of answered in the Mishnah. Iboy Elohu. Time of Rabbi Eliezer. The reason of Rabbi Eliezer, right, that said, you should bring it Megula. Carry the knife open. If the goyim don't care, carry it open. Why should you carry it open? Is it mishum chabube mitzvah? To show how much you love mitzvos? Oh, dilma mishum chshada. Or maybe so no one should think, what's this guy doing with his satchel in the middle of the street? He's carrying some bag on his shoulder in the middle of the street? What? Who is this guy? What kind of Chal Shabbos is this? Oh, he's got a big satchel that says moil on it. Oh, he must be going to a bris milah. Is that the reason? So didn't the Mishnah sort of answer that? Right? The Ritva says, who cares? We don't hold like him anyway. It's a funny question also. Who cares? We don't hold like him. So the Ritva says, yes, you want to know how people feel about mitzvahs. You're right, we don't hold like him. How do people care about mitzvahs? Even Rabbi Eliezer, still a Tana. Happens to be, in this case, we don't hold like him. So how far did Rabbi Eliezer go to show how much you love mitzvahs? For that, we'll talk about it all day long. Right? So L'mayin Afkamina. What's the practical halachic difference? Lasuye mechusa al pi edim, to bring it covered on with witnesses a stamp of approval. Iyam mishum chavuve mitzvah. If it's because of chavuve mitzvah, then megula in, right? Mechusa lo. Should only have it exposed. El iyam mishum chshada. But if it's because you're afraid of what people are going to say, then I feel a mechusa, that even if it's covered with edim, shapad on me, it should be okay. My itmar, what's the bottom line? Amr b'levi, lo amr b'lazer el l'chabuvei mitzvah. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer said to carry it exposed is to show how, I can't look how excited I am to do this mitzvah bris milah. Tanya nami hachi, meviu megula, you bring it exposed, ve'ein meviu mechusa, divri Rabbi Eliezer. Amr vashi, this is obvious, masnisa nami deka, the Mishnah says it straight out. Diktani, because it says, Ubashas has zakana. Man, if you can, we'll take it exposed. If you can't, zakana, the goyim are going to get upset. Mechasei alpi edim. Besakana in, shalom, besakana lo. If it's a zakana, don't have it exposed. If there's no zakana, 100%. Shmamina, bishim chabubi mitzvah, shmamina. Good? Okay. Now, Tanya idach, we looked elsewhere, meviu magula, should bring it exposed. The ain meviu machusa. Don't bring it hidden. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. That's the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yishum Rabbi Eliezer, no one can hold you b'shas ha-sakana, shohei mevin b'chus al pi edim. That when there were times of sakana, they used to bring it hidden, but there were edim, somebody would say, hey, what's that bulge in this guy's pocket? No, the edim said it's because of a bris milah, right? So Yiboy Elohu, funny question, edim de ka'amar, ihu v'chad, is the edim two plus him? Or dilma, who, I'm sorry, him, he's one of the Edom. Listen, the Rav of my shul, I have a letter from the Rav of my shul said, me and the Rav of my shul said that I'm going to perform Bris Milah. I'm not chas v'shalom carrying on Shabbos. Right? The Rav told me, go do this. And I'm also telling him, oh, Dilma, no. Oh, Dilma, who betray? No, him plus two Adam. Right? Tashma.
How come Mahul doesn't need Adam?
Because I guess the assumption is why else? Why exactly? So why else is he doing that? Why is he carrying that a Moyle's
so
knife?
Why else am I putting the Moyle's in my pocket?
No, we don't know what's in it. We don't know what's in the pocket. Maybe it's your wallet. We don't know what's in the pocket. Yeah. So someone said, "Oh, by the way, it's my Moyle." The Rav told me, "Listen, there's a bris mila in the other end of the town. No, I'm the only one who could do it. I gotta go. Don't think I'm a Chal Shabbos." I know. How did it practically work out? I don't know.
Someone said, "What is that in the pocket?" It's not. Sorry, that joke. Can I get a knife?
Right.
I'm going to Bris. Why do you need two Adam for?
I don't know. Because I guess he wouldn't take the knife out in public. Because the Goyim sees that he's a garner. Right? So doing it, I don't know. You have to figure out exactly how that works. Anyway, Toshma. The Mishnah said, Ubitzakana mechasehu al pi Adim. He's covering it with two Adim. It sounds like it's two Adim. Two extra Adim. Now, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Huva Trey Shopper. If it's him plus two other Adim, that makes perfect sense. Eliyamid who v'chad my aidim. What does it mean aid? He's not aid. It's like my answer is no. Sheruuyim lahaid makam acher. It means is that don't think for one second that he now loses his status as a kosher aid. No, he can go testify any other case. I carrying on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with it. He's not doing anything wrong. That's why they call him an aid to let you know that in other areas he's still a valid aid. Okay.
Yes. According to Rabbi Akiva, can he carry the knife on Shabbos?
No. No, you should have carried it before Shabbos.
They changed location.
So we're gonna get to Amud Beis. I think Tosfos says you can't even violate the Rabbanon. I think Tosfos is gonna say that if I remember correctly.
If
right?
Change locations on Shabbos and you can carry it
out. What?
Change locations on Shabbos for whatever reason.
What do you mean change locations?
House moved to a different.
So then I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, my first son was born on Shabbos. The bris was on Shabbos. It was in Brooklyn. We don't hold from the Eruv. And it was in the house. And the Moel came before Shabbos and dropped off his bag. You know? Otherwise it has to get postponed. That's a chaval. Right? I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it happened in the history of the Klal Yisrael that they forgot the knife and they didn't do a bris. I'm sure that happened. Right? I don't think so. I think we can see it on debate about the Rabbanans. I'm not sure. I mean, I would have to. If that ever came up, you'd have to ask. Okay. V'od next. V'od Amar Belazar. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Bimkomo Shel Rabbi Eliezer in Rabbi Eliezer's town. Hayukoros and Eitzim. They would chop down trees. Lasos Pechamim to make coal. Lasos Barzel to make iron. Bishabas on Shabbos. Bimkomo Shel Rabbi Yosi Aglili. In Yosef Glili's town, they would eat chicken and milk. They would eat bird and milk. Why? Because that's not Asa Midaraisa. No one holds it Asa Midaraisa. They held it wasn't even Asa Midarabana. So why not? What? So Levi once, Iklala Rav Yosef Rishba, Levi once went to Rav Yosef the butcher, the hunter, and Krivule Resha Ditvasa Bechalba. And they brought him out the head of a bird in milk. Now, lo achal, he didn't eat it. He said, I don't hold like that. I'm not eating it. Listen to this. Kiyosla came into Rebbe, when he came in Rebbe, and he told Rebbe over the story, listen, I was once by what's his name for lunch, and they served me milk in bird. Amalei, amai lo tish matinu. Why didn't you put this guy in cherem? Right? What's he doing? So Amalei, well, Asrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira have it. It was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's town. Vamina, and I said to myself, Dilma Darish Lahok Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yosef Aglili that it's mutter. In his town, it's mutter. What can I tell you? Ditnan, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, Nemar, it says it, Lo Sokal Kol Nevela. You're not allowed to eat a Nevela. The Nemar, and it says it three times. It was in yesterday's Parsha. The Gemara is probably not talking about the one in yesterday's Parsha. Because it's contrasting it to Lo Sochal Kol Nevela, which is in Parshas Re'eh, where it says, Lo Sevashal Gadi B'Chalev Imo. Now, as She'asr Mishum Nevela, Asr L'Bashal B'Chalev. If something is Asr as a Nevela, then it's Asr, then the Isr Basal B'Chalev kicks in. What's not Asr as a Nevela? Fish. Right? fish, a dead fish, not us, not an avela. A dead bird is. So, really, ov, sh'asr mishum nevela, an ov, which can be an avela, right? If an ov doesn't have shechita, you're not allowed to eat it. Yachal yehi asr labashal b'chalav. It should be, in theory, asr as basal b'chalav. Talmud lomar, but it says b'chalev imo. What is it, b'chalev imo? Yatza ov she'elo chalavein. Birds don't have that. They don't have nursing. They don't have any of that. So therefore, this whole drasha over here, Rabbi Yossi got out of this. That's not asr at all. Not even midrabanan. Okay. What? Why isn't it?
This is just talking about the derisa level.
Right, so the, and they help.
Rabbanan is only because you to make a mistake.
Correct, you should get mixed up. So very similar. So they didn't hold from that getting mixed up. They gave more people the benefit of the doubt, and they didn't answer it. I mean, the Torah, so you have to, every time this is the Rabbanon, like we're living in, we're so used to the Rabbanons, but like, why did the Rabbanon didn't want to torture you? They didn't want to make your life miserable, so why did they do this? Why did they make muksa? Torah doesn't say one word about why. So the Rabbanon felt that whatever the reasons are, because they want Shabbos to be special, or they were afraid you're going to carry, they don't want, right, you're going to move that, you'll move things that are really us, or you'll start writing, and so whatever the reason is, the Rabbanon came up with a valid reason, and we have to live with it. So they thought this over. Midrash says not us. Who's going to mix up chicken and meat? No one's going to do that. So those are machlokas about it. So they held it's okay, right? The Ritva says this whole story happened before it was public in Klal Yisrael that it's no, today nobody holds like this. Nobody holds that it's mutter. Nobody holds it's mutter. Nobody holds it's mutter today. Right, so at some point in history, it became accepted among Klal Yisrael. That opinion's rejected. Right? So at this time, at this story, that didn't happen yet. Which is why they could go to a house and they were serving it. Today, you go to a house and they're serving it, you'll ask for your coat. Right? But in those days, it was still accepted that it was okay in some places. And Rav freaked out. Why'd you put them in Cherub? It's not accepted yet. They're allowed to do it. Right? So, I don't know, and every Gzeira is a different story. Every Gzeira was accepted at different times in history. And some have more, like, you're never going to get a heter for this. You can stand on your head, you never, sometimes do give a terim in cases of emergency. This, you're never going to get a heter for this. Never heard someone do this? Eat chicken and milk together? You never heard of such a thing. Anyway, Amr of Yitzchak, Ir Achaz Haizah Be'Eretz Yisrael, there was one city in Eretz Yisrael, Shiosim Krebelazar, they practiced the Krebelazar. They would chop down trees on Shabbos to make knives. Right? But Yemesim Bismanim, they died just like everybody else, nice Minditon, nice old people, right? Lightning wasn't striking down people the minute they chopped down the tree. It didn't happen. They lived a nice old age, right? V'lo'od, not only that, Elapamachas, Gazra Malchus, Harasha, Gzeira Al Yisrael, Al Mila. One time there was some decree about not practicing Brit Mila. Fell Zero, and that city, they didn't bother them. Right? They left them alone. Right? So Ritva says, it wasn't accepted yet in Klal Yisrael that we don't hold like this. Right? Today we don't, that's not the sheet, that's not the halacha. You're not allowed to do that. Like I said, if someone forgets the knife and the whole house is all catered, ready for the bris, and the Muslim, I forgot the knife. And there's no Erev, too bad. Right? Berbiyot said it's okay, and Berbiyot had told, they all held it. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that. And before the Shulchan Aruch, it already became accepted. It's not how you hold. This story wasn't like that. So in this town, right, the Marsha says, it was Mida Keneged Mida. It's a funny thing. He says something so strange to Marsha. He says that, first of all, they were very medaktik. It's very easy. It's very easy. Think about it. It's very easy to say, oh, there's no knife. We'll do it tomorrow. No. They got the guys, and all the yeshiva guys, and they went to chop down trees, and busy the whole day, just to get the knife. Much easier. Not just easier to wait till tomorrow. Right? They were very medactic. Today's the eighth day. We have no choice. Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to. We don't hold like him.
Until
I finish at the end of the time. Exactly. Until I finish at the end of the time. So it's Mida Keneged Mida. They were medactic on Zman. They lived a nice long life. Their Zman of their lives was just like everybody else. It's very nice word. Then he said something so astounding. He says, Avram Avinu, who was not moiled Bizman, he wasn't told to, died 5 years earlier than Yitzchak, who was moiled Bizman.
Crazy thing to say, no? It's a funny
how. That's what he says. He says, Avram Avinu, Shlo Nimel B'Shmona, Meis chameish shanim kodim zmano. He died 5 years before his time. Yitzchak, nimol b'yom hashmini, meis bizmano. Why is that bizmano? Right? Interesting. But you see from here, again, now bizmano is there, nobody should do this. You shouldn't hold like this. And there isn't even, not one person that ever says you can. But back then, it was still accepted by some communities. And then, therefore, there's nothing wrong with this.
You also serve milk and meat together.
Right. And the Gemara gives Eidos that they lived like everybody else.
Say Abraham did.
Right. 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 Exactly. Tanya, we're sure being a little Omer. Nice, I got it to hear. Listen to this Gemara. Kol mitzvah, shekiblu aleihem b'simcha. Any mitzvah that was accepted b'simcha, kigon mila, like mila, dechsev, like it says, Sus anochi al imrasecha kimote shal rav, that I'm happy about it. Rashi says, look at the Rashi, beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, Amra yechida, it was the single mitzvah, shekadma l'shar amiros, that came before all other mitzvos. For who? Mila, that's mila. She Yisrael osin v'sasim aleh, that Yisrael did it and they're happy about it. Dechol shar mitzvos, ena mochichas kol shah. Not only that, not all mitzvot do you do at all times. Kigon tefillin or mezuzah v'tzitzis. They don't kishu basadeh. You don't wear that out in the field for arum, but beis hamerachat, or where you're not wearing any clothing. You don't wear tzitzis when you're not wearing any clothing. Avolzu meir aleim la'olam. A bris meal is always on you. Kedamrina b'menachos. David, right? David shira atmo b'bris beis hamerachat. David was once in the bathhouse, and he obviously was not wearing any clothing because he was in the bathhouse. V'netzdar. Amar oily sha'ani arum mikol mitzvos. I'm not wearing any mitzvos. Kivon shenastakel b'mila. He saw that he remembered he has a b'smila. His yashav v'daita. He felt calmed down. Tosfos says, Medrash, second to last Tosfos. La'matzeach al hashminis ksiv hanidrash al hamina al hamila. That's about the mila. Shehu b'shmini. It's on the eighth day. V'chein amrinan. Listen to this one. It says here Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's not. We don't have a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that says it. We have a different measure that says it. That Vayas Avram Yitzchak. What day is that? On the day that we say that, if you look at the translation, it'll say the day that Yitzchak was weaned. What day is that? 2 years old. Why would Avram make a party on the day he's 2 years old? What kind of reason is that? Think about it. What kind of thing is that to make a party for? It's up sharing. That's what it was. What is that? What kind of party was this? Says the Tosvos, it was a bris. Biyom, listen to this, is Hey Gimel Mal. Hey Gimel is 8. 5 and 3 is 8. Mal. On the 8th day of the Mila. Es Yitzchak, Dahainu, Yom HaShmini de Mila. Kibinyan Hey Gimel. It was a bris. Right? Never heard that. The day he was weaned. What?
Hey Gimel, why'd you just put his chest in front of it?
Right. Because it's Higamel. Why? So think about it. Like, we have all these Ramazim in the Torah. So no one, I never heard anybody, make a party on the day that the baby's weaned. No one does that. Why would Avram do that?
Some of Chassidim do an
upsharing. That's because, that's nothing to do with this. Right? Because the whole upsharing is a very recent minhag. It's very recent. Right? Huh? It's pretty recent. It's very interesting. Very interesting over here. Anyway, some say there is a medrash that says that this was a bar mitzvah. This was Yitzchak's bar mitzvah. It was 13. There is a medrash that says that also. There is a medrash that says that. But Tosfos says that no, it's a bris mila. It's a student's bris mila, right? And there's no question that a bris mila has a different kind of flavor to it than any other simcha. That's still true. Why? So Tosfos, the Gemara says because it was accepted by simcha. And it always, the simcha always remained. Listen to this contrast. Where am I? Right, right. But you know, like there is. I was almost at a bris. I asked the Rav, how come there's no dancing by a bris mila? But everything is dancing. How come there's no? See, that's a good question. So this is one of the Gaonim says because the baby's in tzara, it's not appropriate. But otherwise, it would be. Why not dance for everything else? At a wedding we dance, by bar mitzvah we dance. How can I buy a bris mila? But because the baby's in tzar, it's not appropriate. So adayin osin osin b'simcha. It's still b'simcha, even to this day. Listen to this one. V'chol mitzvah shekibu oleh b'ktata. But any mitzvah that they accepted begrudgingly, kigon arayis, Tiksev, Vayisha Moshe as Aaron Bochel Mishpachosav al Iskei Mishpachosav. Nobody wanted to accept the Raya. They didn't like that. So Adayin Otsin Otsin Biktata. It's still accepted begrudgingly. The Lekka Ksuva the Lavami Beitigra. There's no wedding without a fight. You hear that? Now, what are they fighting about? They're fighting about the flowers. That's not what they're fighting about. They're fighting about the idea that, look, I'm going to be restricted now. Right? That's what they're really fighting about. The flowers is just the covering. This is just the covering. What's
this
the real...
So weird. Look at this passage. It's so weird. But Yishma Moshe is about the
Mishpachot. Right.
They're weeping over the lack of...
I'm stuck with this family, and I can't be with anyone in the family. Right? I wanted to go with my aunt. I cannot allow to do that anymore. Right? My family's just crying about that. They're crying about that.
They're crying because they can't be together.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Tanya. Rashir ben Elazar Omer. Kol mitzvah shematzvah yitzol atman aleim lebisa. B'shas k'zeret hamalchus. Any mitzvah that they're most in nefesh for. Kigo and avodas kochavim umila. Adayin hi muchzakas biyadam. That's still strong. That's still held strong. Who worships Avodah Zarah today? Nobody. Who does bris milah? Even non-affiliated Jews give a bris milah. Many of them. Right? Who? V'chol mitzvah shalom matzru atzma alin l'misa b'shas k'zeres ha-malachus. But things that people did not perform, even though they were not allowed to, can go tefillin. Adayin hi refuyi b'yadim. It's still weak. I'm not sure what that means. V'omer b'yanai tefillin tzrichan guf naki k'alisha bal kanafayim. It needs a guf naki like alisha bal kanafayim. So we had this story already with him, right? But Rashi says something which Tosfos is going to argue on. Rashi says in the Rashi of the Amar of Yanai, the Gufnaki, Shol Yafia, you shouldn't pass gears and wearing tefillin. Alma, lo zehiribuhu. Nobody was nizer. Who's nizer in that? Who's careful not bizman hazeh? The Ashmi'inan minei, the lo masru aleha, el Elisha levado. The only one who was careful was Elisha. He's the only one. He's the only one who was most in nefesh for tefillin was Elisha. What about the rest of Klai Yisrael? No. Now remember that Rashi. Get back to the Gemara. Mayhi, what's going on? Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, "Lo shol yafiach." We shouldn't pass gears. Rava Amar shol yishan beb. You shouldn't fall asleep. And then you're going to pass gears. So it's the same. Really, the machlokas between them is very slight. But my car, the Elisha v'alkanafayim. Why do they call him Elisha, the man of wings? Shepa machas. One time, Gazer machas a Rosh Gzera Yisrael shall call hamaniach tefillin al Rosh Yoku as mocho. Anyone who wears tefillin will die. He didn't care. The Ra'u Kasdor Echad, he saw one officer, Ratz Lufanov, he ran away. Ratz Achav, the officer chased him. Kivon Shigia Etzlo, when he met up with him, Nutlan Rosho, he took it off his head, and he put it in his hands. Amale, the soldier said, what's in your hand? Amale, Kanfayona, the wings of Yona. Pasha Tedo, Benimtuba Kanfayona, Lafika Chayakard, also Baal Kanafayim. So that's how he got the name. Says Tosfos, bottom Tosfos. Harei shalom matzer atzma lomar tefillin hein. He would not say they're tefillin. You hear that? That's a knock. He wouldn't say they're tefillin.
What would he mean to the rank
killer? Dorshbam says he wouldn't take the... So what do you mean? He's not Moser Nefesh. You're telling me that nobody's Moser Nefesh except for him. And he wasn't even Moser Nefesh.
It's the world.
So the Rashbam says, why did he take them off? Why did he take them off? You want to be Moser Nefesh? You leave them on. Not only that, we hold that if it's a shmad, not allowed to take them off. How do you even allow to take them off? So on that, the answer, he gives an answer that the only time you have to keep doing a mitzvah, if it's a shmad, they make a rule. You're not allowed to wear tzitzis. Everybody wears tzitzis. You have to wear tzitzis. It's not one of the big three, but it's a shas hashmad. So here they asked wearing tefillin. So it says over here in the name of the Tosfos says it. The only time you have to keep on doing the mitzvah is if it says that everybody does. Who wears tefillin all day? Nobody does that.
They didn't know this.
What?
They didn't.
And I know that's the problem with that shot. He says it's not. If you take them off, it doesn't show you being mevatel the mitzvah. What does it show? It shows you're not from the Yechidim. You're not from the Yechidim. Who wears tefillin today all day? The Yechidim do. You go to Yishlaim, people are doing it. Most people don't. 95-98% of Jews don't. So by you taking them off, that's not a big deal. Mati's right. Then everyone did. Right? So it's a good point. So it's a machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says he was a big tzaddik. Tosfos is not so fast. What should he have done? Right? Tosfos, he didn't say I was wearing tefillin. He was afraid. So he wasn't Mosa Nefesh. Yeah.
If you have the option, why put yourself in a position where you have to rely on an ace, let's say.
Or what kind of ace?
That he won't kill him or whatever.
Right.
Hashem is
protective. I hear you. Yeah. You have a question? Maishna kind of to Amalei, that he said that. Below Amalei Sharofos, why did he say a different bird? Mishundani can't say Zerol Yonah, because Jews are compared to Yonah. Shenemar Kanfe Yonah, Nichba Bekesef, Va'avruse, Birakrak, Harutz, Ma Yonah Zu, Kanafea, Meginos, Aleha. Just like the feathers protect you, Af Yisrael, Mitzvos Meginos Elihem. So two mitzvos protect the Jew. Okay. Amar Abba, Bar Ava, Bar Avada, Amar Yitzchak. Pamachas, one time, Shachachu, they forgot. V'lo V'yizem, Bar of Shabbos, they forgot to bring the knife. So V'yiviu, B'Shabbos. Derech Gagos, Derech Chateros, Shalom Baratzen Rebbe Eliezer. They brought it through the Gags and through the Chatzers not to get added to the spirit, not to violate a Doraisa. And Rabbi Eliezer said, that's wrong. Maskev Rabbi Yosef, Shlo Baratzen Rabbi Eliezer, Adarabba, Rabbi Eliezer Hu Deshari. Rabbi Eliezer said, it's mutter. What was he upset about? V'chitemo Shlo Baratzen Rabbi Eliezer Deshari, Filo Bershus Harabim. What do you want to tell me? That he was upset because it didn't go out into the street? Is that what he was upset about? Right? Says Tosfos, look at the top Tosfos. Kashal Rashba. Harmina lo kamon bepirkin. Kol makom shatzamotzi asei, velos asei, imata yachol lakayim es shneim, mutav. In other words, v'hacha, kivon de'efshul lakayim es shneim leviu derech garech v'sedef v'kavitz, amayiviu os derech v'shut rabim. If you can avoid violating the Aveira, why not avoid it?
Well, didn't we say yesterday we tried to minimize?
What? Exactly, it's exactly the point. So what are you telling me? Rabbi Elazar was upset? Rabbi Elazar was upset because they didn't go out into the street? But they had an easier option. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Doesn't answer it.
You can get that faster if you go through Jerusalem.
So that's not what he said. The Rashba answers, this Rashba tells us a different person. The Rashba answers, well, it's a difficult answer. Well, they're violating Shabbos anyway, but performing the Mila, what's the difference already? What answer is that? Right? Anyway, they're going to violate Shabbos and perform the Mila. That they're allowed to do. So he says, it's all one big heter. Difficult shot.
He says, sorry, you can put the GPS on Shabbos.
Correct.
To get there faster. So the same idea.
Right.
Because
you can put the GPS on Shabbos to get there faster because it's going to make the chola feel better. You're helping the chola. Apparently here, what's the difference? Another 2 minutes. The chola. The question is the bris milah. So it's rizis. So if it's rizis, Magdim and Limitza to do it as fast as possible. You have to run on Shabbos in the street. So go on there. There's no chola yet. After the meal is a chola. No, think about it. No chola yet. The baby's sitting in the house waiting for you to get there. So when you get there, you get there. As soon as you get there, we'll do the meal. So you should run into the Pizza Boulevard? No, go through the backyards. So, Ella, Beratzin Rabbanon. Rather, they did it with the consent of the Rabbanon. The Asru Derech Moshe Sarabim. Visharu derech gagos derech atzeros v'karfifios. The Rabbanu were happy. Well, wait a minute. Umi shari, is that true? For Tanya, k'shem shem motzin os derech v'shus rabim, kachin motzin os derech, lo derech gagos, lo derech karfifios, lo derech atzeros. You can't bring the knife even, according to the Rabbanu, even by only violating the Rabbanu. And we don't say that the mitzvah of Mila is doche the Rabbanu of not carry without an Eruv. We don't say that. Which is a staggering thing. We don't say that. That can't be right. Ella Amar Vashi, here's what the Brisa meant to say. Shelo Baratzen Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar wasn't happy about it. We don't know why he wasn't happy. We don't know why. Because why not minimize the Aveira? Umach Lukuso. And the Rabban also weren't happy. The ones who argue on Rebbe Elazar, they also weren't happy. Who was happy? Ella Baratzen Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon was okay with it. Kitnan, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Vecha Karfifos, Vecha Chateros, Kula Meshut Echad Hein, Le Caleb, Sheshavzu, Besochon. They're all considered one Rishus if the Keli was in that area on before Shabbos began. In other words, if it was in the yard, then the entire Chatzar can be carried. If it was in the house, it can't be taken without an Eruv. If it was in the house, it can't be taken into the yard. But if it was already in the yard, then it's in the yard. This is where Shimon holds. We'll do this in Erevin. It's a 100 blot Masechta about this topic. So right? So then you can carry it. But not Kael that were in the house. If it was in the house, the knife, then you're stuck. But if it was in the yard for some reason, right, then you can carry it to any other yard. Rabasi, Mavui. Now, here's how it works. The chatzar is go in the chatzar houses made up a chatzar. By definition, you need more than one. Chatzars made up a mavui. A mavui is just an alleyway. So what about carrying in a mavui? Now, in order to carry in a mavui, you need two requirements. Number one, you have to put some kind of hecker, either a lechi or a stick or a beam across, right? And number two, every chatzar has to give bread to join, like they're a shittuf. Okay? So, Iboyelahu, following question arose. Aboy minei Reb Zera Meir Abasi. Mavui, shalo nishtatvu bo. They didn't join up. Mal utiltu bakulo. Can you carry in there? Right? Says Rashi. Betocho bakulo kelim sheshavsu besocho. In other words, the kelim were in the mavui from before Shabbat. We're all a bunch of chatzers, comprised of a bunch of houses. Can you carry from one part of the mavi to another part of the mavi? That's the question. We did not make a shittuf. Do we say kechatzer dummy? It has the status of a chatzer. Ma chatzer afagav dilo irvu mutal talta bakulo. A chatzer, if you didn't make an eruv, you're allowed to carry in there. We share a yard. Me and him share a yard. It's in the yard. I can carry in the yard. So just like I can do that in a chatzer, can I do that in a mavui? Dilma lo dami lechatzer. Did I skip? Afagat on a shatz vovo. Mutu lo talto bakulo. Dilma lo dami lechatzer. The chatzer, it's beidal mechitas. A chatzer has four walls. Ha, less beidal mechitas. A mavui doesn't have four walls. Only has three walls. Also, inami or chatzer isle diurin. Chatzer, people live in a chatzer. People live in a chatzer. Right? So therefore, to say that I can carry from my yard to his yard, but we live here. So it's like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Hi, Leslie Diurin. Nobody lives in a mavui. Nobody lives there. So if I leave the bag with the knife in one end of the mavui, can I carry it to the other end of the mavui? In a chatzar, I could do that without an eruv. In a chatzar, I could do that. So why can't I do it in a mavui? Well, it'd be different. First of all, a chatzar is four walls. Second of all, people live in a chatzar. Nobody lives in a mavui. So Shasek, v'lomalei v'lomi, didn't have an answer. So Zim did not shechei d'chai, v'yasef ka'amar, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Hanasi, pa'machas, at one time it happened. Shachachu, they forgot, v'lo hiviyu izemel me'erev Shabbos, they forgot to bring an izemel on Erev Shabbos, they viyu b'Shabbos. They brought it on Shabbos. For yadavar kasha l'chacham, the chacham were wondering, ha'ech menich yindivir chacham v'asek yindivir Rav Elazar. How can they ignore the chacham and hold up Rabbi Eliezer? Chada, first of all, Rabbi Elazar Shamutiu. First of all, he's a Shamuti. What does Shamuti mean? Tosfos says he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Rashi says he was put in Cherem. Says the Ritva, to say that he was put in Cherem, said for what? So what he was put in Cherem? Just because he was put in Cherem, because he had a fight with Rabbi Yeshua, therefore we can't hold him over here? Why should that be? So they all like the fact that he was Beis Shammai. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Anyway, V'od, Yachad Ram, Alachad Ram. We don't pass him like Beis Shammai anyway. And anyway, we don't pass like Gedat Yachid. So what? How could they hold like him? They were wondering. Amar Boshia, Shiltus is Rabbi Yehuda Hagozer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda the Moil. He must know this. Vamali, Mavui, Shulanishtatvu Bohavit. It was a Mavui that wasn't Shittuf was made. Vaisu Mehai Rachel, Ahai Rachel. They brought it from one end of the Mavui to the other end of the Mavui. So what do you see? Amalei, Savala Mala, Mavui, Shulanishtatvu Mutul Tatal Bakulo. You hold it, you can carry in a Mavui like that? Without a Shittuf? Amalei in. He said, yes, I hold like that. I do. Amalei v'zimnen b'yaminach v'lo amarti lihachi. One time I asked you that, you didn't have an answer for me. In other words, he hold you could. Just like a chatzer, you could carry in there without an eruv. Why? Because it's considered one property. So too, the mavui is considered like that, even though there's no reason why it should be like that. Because number one, nobody lives in it. And number two, it's not surrounded by four walls. But it was very makel. So he says, but I asked you that once and you didn't answer me. Well, Dilma agav shitvach rod lach gemirach. When you chazed it over, now you got the answer. Amalei in, yeah, agav shitvach riyat ali gemiri. Because I chazed it over more, I got the answer. Okay? So we can start. The next gemara, there's nowhere to stop. So we can start. We have another 2-3 minutes. We'll just start it. Okay? Now, what did we just say? We just said that a chatzar is comprised of a bunch of houses that go into one central yard. You can carry in that yard without an eruv. Why? Because first of all, it has four walls. And second of all, people live there. So really, it's like private property. What about now? Every chatzar, each chatzar had houses. Now a bunch of chatzars going to a mavui. Can you carry in the mavui without an eruv? They held yes. And some held no. So, Itmar, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav, mavui, you have a mavui, shalonish datvubo. They didn't combine it. They didn't know shittuf. Ein metaltalin bo elo dalan amas. So you can only carry in there four amas. Meaning you can't carry in such a mavui. Right? Amar Abaya, hamilsa Amar Rav Zera, velo pirsha. Rav Zera said that, but he didn't explain himself. Ad asa rabba baravua upirsha. Rabba Rav came along, he explained it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Rav, Amar Rav, Mavui Shonish Tadbo Ruvichateros, a Mavui that you did not have a Ruvichateros. In Batim, the houses, in other words, the houses didn't make an Erev Chatzar, in Metal Tumba El Dalad Amos. Listen to this. Lo Ruvichateros in Batim, if each Chatzar did not make their own individual Erev, Mudul Tatal Bakulo. Then you're allowed to. But that's counterintuitive, right? It doesn't make any sense. So the answer is going to go quite down on the Manalef. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. What? Well, good and chodesh, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.